The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Nun Zayin, the Gemara Navat Zoro, Daf Nun Zayin, discusses the halachas of Yayin Nesech, of wine that belongs to a goy, that is also banu on wine that a goy touched. Even if the wine doesn't belong to a goy, is also aser bahano. And the Gemara has a discussion of Machalikas Rav and Shmuel about the halachic status of wine that was touched by a goy who is a tinnik ben yomai. A goy is a child. He has no kavana. He touches the wine. If he would touch the wine, and obviously he has no intention of doing anything with the wine. We said the reason the Gemara discusses at length, the reason why, one of the reasons why Yayin Nesech is Aser Bahano, is because there's a chashash, there's a possibility that if the guy touches the wine, we're afraid that he had intention when he touched it, his intent was to pour it or move it with the intention of being Ovid Avodah Zara. And since his intention is to be Ovid Avodah Zara, although you don't see, he didn't actually pour it all the way, but maybe he moved it slightly, or it's gzeira atu, a type of form of pouring that the guy would do for Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Chazal said they made a gzeira that all wine that a guy touches becomes aser bahano. So therefore, the Gemara here has a discussion about a tinnik ben yomai, a child who obviously doesn't have any das. He cannot. He can't even think. He's a very small baby. So when he touches the wine, obviously there's no kavana, there's no intention to be Ovid Avodah Zarah with this wine. So since there is no intention, the Gemara has a discussion of Machalikas Amiruim, if we say that because of that, Chazal did not aser this wine, or they said that even this wine becomes aser. So this Gemara is a springboard for Tosfos and other Rishonim to discuss the halachic status of Yayin Nesech Bizman Hazeh. Because the Gemara, in the times of the Gemara, obviously Chazal made Gzeira because they were afraid there was a strong likelihood that the guy, when he touched the wine, had in mind to use it for Avodah Zarah. Because the guy at that time were over the Avodah Zarah, and the method through which they were over the Avodah Zarah was, the way they worshipped their Avodah Zarah was by pouring wine in front of them. And that's why Chazal made this Gzeira. However, the Rishonim discussed that today, first of all, whether goyim today are considered Ovid Avodah Zarah is a big discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. And furthermore, even if we say that the goyim today have the status of Ovid Avodah Zarah, that the religions that they worship are considered Avodah Zarah, nevertheless, the mode of worship, the way that the goyim are Ovid in their religions today, does not require them to pour wine for Avodah Zarah. Therefore, there would be a strong reason to say that this gezeira, that the wine of the guy will be aser hano, should not apply bizman hazeh. So we find Tosfos over here in the Gemara on the Daf Zayin Amud Beis brings down in the name of Rashi that Rashi paskin that the wine of a guy bizman hazeh, or the goyim, where in Rashi's time where Rashi lived, those goyim, if they touch the wine, their wine will not become aser bahano. Why? Says Rashi, because it has the halachic status of tinnik ben yomai. Since the halach of tinnik ben yomai, Rashi paskin like the mandama that tinnik ben yomai, his wine is mutar bahano. Since his wine is mutar bahano, so then the halach is that the goyim in Rashi's times, when the goyim is not hazeh, they're not. It's not ein regilim lenasech. They don't usually. The way they worship the Avodah Zarah is not by pouring wine with the to worship the Avodah Zarah, and therefore the wine that a guy, even if a guy were to touch the wine would not become aser bahano. So Tosfos over here quotes Rashi. Tosfos doesn't understand Rashi. Tosfos understood that the reason why Chazal were not gezer on a tinnik ben yomai in our Gemara was not because the tinnik ben yomai is not, it's not rogel. He's not the type of person who's going to be menasech. Tosis understood the reason why Chazal weren't geyser on the Tinnik Ben Yoimi to make his wine Osir Vano is because the Tinnik has no kavana. He can't think. He has no thinking capabilities. He cannot think. And therefore, on a guy that cannot think, that has no kavana, Chazal were not geyser. However, the goyim is manazeh. We're talking about goyim that are intelligent. We're talking about goyim that could think. It happens to be that the way they worship Avodah Zarah is differently. They're not manasich yayin Avodah Zarah. So it says Tosfos, there's no comparison between the case of the Gemara and the goyim is manazeh. So therefore, Tosfos says this cannot be the reason why. So as an aside, Rashi obviously disagrees with Tosfos. Rashi holds that there is the reason why they weren't geyser on the Tinnik Ben Yoimi is because they're not rogel and nasich, because they're not the type of people that are usually menasich, and therefore we could apply that svara to goyim bizman hazeh, and it's true the other rishonim taka say the svara lahedya, they say it explicitly. Hakoponim, Tosfos says a different svara. Tosfos says that we have another reason why yayin nesech will not be osman obizman hazeh, not because of tinnik bin yoimai. But the fact that the goyim taka don't intend to pour wine lavay dezara, therefore Tosfos says, if you saw a guy actually pouring the wine, then we would have to aser it. However, this that we go is much, much, much farther than a guy that's pouring wine lavay dezara. Talk about a guy that even touches wine lavay dezara. The guy shakes the wine, does shikshuch. These things are only a gzeira, otu, that might, the guy might come, we might come to be matter wine that a guy poured for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, if a guy were to actually pour wine for Avodah Zarah, Tosfos says we would aser bizman hazeh bahano. However, in these cases, which are only gzeiras, these cases of just when the guy simply touches the wine, then in these cases, Tosfos says we would be makel, and we would say that it would not become, osir bahano. This is the way that most Achronim understand Tosfos, that the Shara Melechus Machos Asuris, Perek Yid Aleph Halacha Gimel says that this is definitely what Tosfos means. There are those who disagree. There's a Chuvis Maritatz, Simon Yid Aleph, that understood Tosfos, that Tosfos' intention was that the Goyim today don't have a status of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They don't have Kavanah, that means they're not considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah at all. The religions that the Goyim worship today are not Avodah Zarah. And there's a big discussion if that's true or not. Actually, most Achrayim understand that Shitas HaTosis, that Tosis holds that the Goyim Bizman Hazeh, where Tosis lived, did have a status of Avodah Zarah. There's a big discussion in Achrayim about it. But Al Kaponim, there is a strong tzad to say that we'll be Mekel. There is a Rambam that says, although the Rambam holds that the Noitzrim, he says, are considered Avodah Zarah, but the Rambam holds the Yishma'elim are not considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam says that since they not Ovdei Avodah Zarah at all, they're not considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so their wine would be mutter, not only Bahanod, the Rambam would even hold that their wine is mutter b'shtiyah, there's no gzera at all. Now Tosfos doesn't want to be matter wine of a goy b'shtiyah, because there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says that there's a second reason why we aser the wine of a goy. Besides for the reason that we discussed, that the reason why the guy's wine is aser is we're afraid that he will actually be menasech ayin avodah zarah. The Gemara says in Shabbos that they were geyser not to drink any wine of a guy as a gzeira otu b'noiseim, so that you shouldn't become close to the goyim. And there was a chash that if you would drink wine together with them, you would become friendly, and you would end up intermarrying with the goyim. So because of that, the Chum made a gzeira to separate the goyim from Klal Yisrael, and they said you're not allowed to drink the wine of a goy. It's possible that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that Xer would only apply maybe perhaps to wine that a goy owns, not necessarily wine of a yid that a goy touches. Al Koponim. So that is the Shitas HaTosis. HaTosis says that they weren't geyser because there is no kavana. There is a third opinion of why we will be matir yayin bahano. We'll say it's not also bahano, yayin nesach of a goy bizmat hazeh. That is the opinion of the Rosh. The Rosh says that since the goyim bizmat hazeh, they're not rogel and nasech, the whole reason for the gzeir will not apply. Since the reason why the goy's wine is also bahano is because they are the goyim are, it's likely that they're going to be nasik yayin avodah zarah, and we see that it does not happen today. So once the reason for the gzeira is bottle, so therefore the gzeira itself is bottle. This is not so simple. Taisus himself, earlier in the Masechta, mentions a similar svara by the Isser of Gilui. Taisus mentions earlier in Lamed Hei, Daf Lamed Hei, when the Gemara says it's gzeira not to drink wine that was left, wine or water, most drinks that were left uncovered because of ichshash, that maybe a snake would come and drink from it, and it would be dangerous. The snake, the poison from the snake would get mixed into the drink, and then it would be dangerous to drink. Taisus says that in our, where we live today, snakes are not common, and since snakes are not common, the gzeira is bottled, the gzeira will not apply. So the Rosh applies a similar svara over here, that the Rosh says since this gzeira does not apply, the reason for the gzeira doesn't apply, so the gzeira itself will not apply. We find that the Ramah in the Hilchos Yayin Nesach in Yerdei Sim Kuf Chavdaud, Sif Chavdaud, Paskins, that you could be make with wine bizman hazeh, and so too in Simen Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Aleph. However, this is not the universally accepted. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring down this kula. Shulchan Aruch instead over there in Simen Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Aleph writes that stam yain of a goy, goy yain that a goy touches is also bahano. And the stimus, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say there should be any difference bizman hazeh, Shulchan Aruch would seem to imply that even bizman hazeh, yayin nesach will be also bahano. And in fact, the bir agro, the Vilna Gaon comments in Sifkat and Dalet on that Shulchan Aruch, he says that although we have all these rishayim that we mentioned before that are mekel, however, the opinion of the Ran and the Rajba are lechumra. The Ran and the Rajba hold that the gzeira is still in full effect, even bizman hazeh. And the discussion exactly which circumstances, so either we have a machlekes rishonim and a machlekes apayskim, whether we'll be mekel bizman hazeh about yayin nesach, that is the yayin nesach v'goy will become osir bahano. Gaponim, it will remain osir to drink even if it is mutter bahano, for the reasons we said before, for the reasons of gzera otu b'nei sehem. Gaponim, even in the situations where even according to those opinions and the opinion of the Ramah, the apayskim say that there are differences. Different certain cases where it will be mutter, and certain cases will be osir. The Shach and Sifkotin Ayin Aleph and Simen Kuf Chav Dal says that halacha lemaisa we're machmir b'mokim hefsid. If there is a loss, it's depending. We'll have to see exactly what the level of the loss is. Al kaponim, in such a case, if it's a mokim hefsid, will be mekel. But if it's not a mokim hefsid, then the Shach says it should be machmir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.